Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Welcome back, fellas.
Hi, Donald.
I'm going to just say fellas. I'm not picking one or the other at this point. I want you both to feel as equally special.
That's good.
Oh, he's special, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys, how was your weekends?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. You know what? I think we probably, I'm just saying, maybe we forego the usual banter and then we bring our guest in. We might as well bring our guest in.
Because is he a guest?
He's not really a guest.
Part of the show.
Yeah, he just kind of lives here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
because he'll have stuff to say about the weekend. And
best roomie in the history of life. My man, Ryan Ray. Welcome to the cast. Life.
He is. Hey, fellas, best. How are you?
Hey, Razor. Yeah, hey, Razor.
And you know you're the best.
Best roomie of life.
I've had lots of roomies, lots of guys, yeah. And it's been, it's a clear cut winner. Trophy.
Hey, that looked good on a trophy.
Might get a t-shirt best made up for you, Razor.
In life. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, Donnie. Thanks.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, bud.
That's what he needs, more t-shirts. Awesome. To say legend on it and the man and whatever else.
Yeah.
The bearded
there was a lot of L's pointed at me this weekend at the ballpark. It was pretty good.
you know that stands for something else though, right?
It wasn't this, was it?
Yeah. They put it up on their head, but it means something else.
No, they did. Oh my goodness.
Nobody's walked into that. Like, holy moly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Donnie, let's talk about your tournament. You had some ex-players, or it's not ex-players, current players. You were in Black Falls.
We were in Black Falls, yeah. And, our 19s versus our first six games of the year. So the challenge for us that weekend was it was a ladies tournament, and Team Alberta entered it as well. But the tournament committee said, hey, if the schedules line up, they can play for either team. So I gotta be pretty clear and give a shout out to Taylor Farr, Toby Topp, and Emily Greenfield, who on Saturday probably played seven games. So they
were
back and forth and changing in the dugout and just ready to go the whole time. Very impressed with their attitude and their work ethic and their. I'll say this about Toby, she came up to me and was very adamant about, you know what, like Team Alberta, it's a great honor, but I want to be with this team. We want to go to nationals. I want to make sure that I'm involved in helping the team get together. And she is the captain on the team. And I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll run between games. I'll do anything to make sure that I get enough time with our girls to make sure that we're rolling. So pretty impressed with the maturity of Toby and of Greener and of T-Far. Great kids. And they played really well. I'm going to say Toby Topp. Now, we are playing on diamonds that were Yellowstone National Park size, huge. Like I want to say 310 or 320 all the way around, huge. I think Toby Topp hit six inside the park home runs this weekend. So he put the ball through the gap, and she hit a few that would have easily cleared the fence. Just a track meet, just running and running. So we saw a few of those this weekend. Awesome. We also saw some alumni around the park, which was pretty cool to see. Yeah, Kat Bain, Alexis Lysician, Chauch was there, ooh. Boz was there. So
is Banner playing again? She's still injured? She injured or was she playing?
She was catching, Banner? Yeah, and her swing looks just terrifying. Yeah, it was fun.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And Lucy?
Yeah, Lucy. We didn't see her pitch. She pitched in the final against Team Alberta, but she threw the game before us against St. Albert. And she here at her swing too. Different sound comes off the bat when they square up a ball. Like they hit a couple
off. Shotgun blast.
Yeah. Like it sounds like they put a megaphone up to their bat when it makes contact. but here's another shout out. Sadie O came with the 19s from St. Albert.
Wow.
Yeah. And I there's another Razor, you'll help me out. One of the catchers that came with us to Sacramento. No, to California. Not Maltese. Help me.
Oh.
Blank.
Nope.
I'll think of it.
Thank you. We'll come back.
Keep going, Donnie.
But the point being, these two girls are U15, and they're playing in the U19 tournament, and good on them. Halverson was there with a team from Calgary, so there was quite a few kids just strolling around the park in twos gear and lots of hugs from parents, and it was pretty cool. It was the weather held up. The final, the 3-4 game was interesting. I'll say that. It wasn't without its controversies, which is an interesting way to start a season. We've probably created a pretty big rivalry with another team, and I guess that's what makes it fun to play, but it was certainly something else, boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. And we'll maybe just leave it at that for now.
Yeah, for now. I'll leave.
Yeah, we talked offline, and it was, it's just, I don't know. I mean, well, it's something we can talk about later, I guess. But, yeah, it's just let the kids play. Remember that the scene at the Astrodome, Bad News Bears, let them play.
Let them play.
Remember that one, Donnie?
Yeah.
Yep, of course.
So let the kids play. Let kids be kids. Let them play. Mm-hmm. But, oh, well. Mm. And Razor, champion. Yes, if you got a ring this time, it would say champion, not finalist.
Yes, it would.
Yes, but talk about your weekend.
It was a good weekend. It was good seeing all the girls back from college. They smashed the ball. It was
they did.
So fun. All I had to do is look good and direct traffic at third base with those girls. So it was a lot of fun. And our pitching was real good too. So it was a fun weekend.
So 1 out of 2 ain't bad.
What do you mean?
You said you had 2 things to do.
Yeah.
Look good and direct traffic.
Well, I didn't direct traffic very
good. You're a heck of a traffic director.
Yeah, that's it. You're just walking into stuff. It's been a while since you've been on the cast.
I was hoping it was there.
Yeah.
So the President's Tournament. It was really cool. Dino and I were both there, and he for different reasons, but got to see a lot of twos kids and a lot of other kids that are trying out. And I don't want to make it all about the twos kids. First off, big shout out to SMSL and the people that put tournament on. I know that V and Barb, and I don't want to miss anybody, but I know they're two major cogs in the wheel, and they did a very, very good job. I know the weather was not supposed to be great. But it ended up being Saturday was a beautiful day. It was a great day for softball. And saw a lot of great games. And, I think the theme is hitting, though, hey? Like, there were some really high-scoring games. And I think we can probably talk about that a little bit, too, some of the reasoning behind that. But, I think that all in all, it was a good weekend. I spent the better part of Friday and Saturday over at Reed watching the 15s, had my other hat on with the junior team and looking at the 07s, the 08s, and pretty good crop of kids coming through and looking forward to working with that group. But yeah, it was really neat to see a lot of familiar faces around the park and just seeing kids playing again, right? Just tournaments are running full bore, and it's such a great thing to see. So.
Was it more Manitoba teams there this year than before? It just seemed like there was a lot.
There was
a
bunch of Manitoba teams. There was lots of Alberta teams, which was awesome. The adrenaline. I know Kaizen was there too. The adrenaline program was out in full force. I think they had 4 teams in the 15 or something. Like, so it was good to see all those kids playing and. Kudos, and I'll throw it out there, and it's not always a popular thing, but kudos to the umpires as well. I know there was some people out there, some guys and gals that pretty much worked all day, well, all 3 days, because we do have that shortage. And so kudos to those folks. It was really good.
How many teams were there? Is there like the whole tournament?
I think there was 62 teams.
Wow.
Throughout all the age groups. So.
Yeah. It's a lot of moving parts.
It was a really busy, busy weekend here. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any dry ribs at the concession stand, bud?
No, brisket sandwiches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the dry ribs there. Best in the world. Hey, did you tell us who you beat in the final?
Winnipeg Lightning.
Oh, the Lightning. Did you play Sherwood Park?
Yeah. Oh, no, Sherwood Park in the final. Sorry, that's who we played. Yeah,
well Sherwood done, Park coach. In the final. What was the final score?
9-1.
9-1.
Hmm. So, what do you think about your division, Razor? Like, I mean, it's pretty. I mean, most of your players, if not all your players, are still in the mix with Summer Games team. You got yourself an amazing squad there, right? So, I mean, how are you gonna try get those guys prepared by playing good ball? Going into your provincials, Canadians. How do you get those guys ready?
Well, we are playing in the first division women's league here in Saskatoon, which is a really good league. There's four or five really good teams, good competition. We're going to Le Duc tournament. Most of these girls will be going to Canada Cup, so they're going to get some good reps. But the thing about this team is, they're all buddies, and they just, whether they play together every single day or they play every 2 weeks, they just come together, and it's just a lot of fun to watch. It's pretty cool.
Razor, are you taking your team to Canada Cup?
No, I'm
No.
not, because there's hopefully quite a few of my girls are going to hopefully make Team Sask, and Team Sask is going to be
Oh,
taking
Team
them
Sask is going
to
to Canada
Canada
Cup.
Cup.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be a fairly full squad of talented gals, hey?
It will.
When does Canada
Yeah.
Cup start?
I know we're leaving on the 19th, so.
Interesting.
I think it's yeah,
So
19th to the 27th, we're back.
Razor, technically you could play our team on the 18th weekend. Is that what we're hearing? I've been asking you over the text messages over, I don't know, 2 weeks. Corey Creese has been trying to get you. I've
Yeah,
got
it's
you
going to be
on
tough.
public record here now. And this is going out to our now 1,800 listeners. Let's make that happen.
It's a reason you're on the cast, bud. Really,
Yeah,
when
it was. Yeah, I basically cornered you, bud. And there's no editing here. So yeah, let's figure that out if we can.
That'd be
Yeah.
tough. It would be tough. I know why it would be tough, is because everybody's getting ready to go. Like, I mean, flights take off Sunday morning. So,
Are you flying out of Saskatoon or what's going on? We'll come to Saskatoon and play
yes,
right at the airport in
we
the
are.
parking lot.
We
We'll
are
do
flying
whatever,
out of
you know?
Saskatoon. Or no, not for the cup. Sorry, I'm getting confused again. I shouldn't talk about details.
Yeah.
Not strong. I'm
You're
thinking
better.
about summer game. We're staging in Saskatoon before we take
You're good at
off
other
for the
stuff,
summer
Dino.
games.
Don't you
So
worry.
August. That's good. But yeah, I loved watching that team. I mean, I only got up there Friday night, but it is a good situation to be in when you can, not all the girls are on that squad, but a lot of them are, and when you can kind of see them all play and see them get to play together, it definitely helps. So it's good to see. Great to see a lot of the kids back from college. That was exciting too. So
Did you
can't
notice
wait.
Friday night too? It was pretty cool. It's like you said, the kids coming back from school and playing, and we've talked about Jordy quite a bit, and I mean it was more than obviously just her, but it was a big puzzle piece for her to come back and throw, and I know we were excited to see her throw because we haven't seen her. She's been in the program for so long. And did you notice how many kids from the program were there Friday night, and how many kids came up to us, say, and said, "Wow, I can't believe, the game is so fast at this level." And it is really cool to see kids actually going out and watching softball being played at a higher level than what they're playing. And it gives them an opportunity to learn the game a little bit, but also to aspire to something. They are very talented players at that age group. And at the U19 age group, and it was very gratifying to see a lot of kids that were out Friday night just watching softball. It was so good to see.
Well, and that's like you said, it's part of their learning. Like, what we think we need to do is play, 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 practice, practice, practice. Watch, watch. That's a whole other learning mechanism that we just don't seem to take advantage of. And I know I've heard lots of coaches say that they'll, some of their homework will be watching, some college games or watching whatever, which is awesome because I think that's, if we're not doing that, then we're we're definitely leaving a piece of the puzzle behind as far as a way to to get some knowledge about this game, up that IQ.
And there's opportunities that come along, and I've said it, you know, to many coaches, that if you get an opportunity to take your players out to watch ball being played at a higher level than what you play, it's very beneficial. And of course, we have that opportunity at the end of June with the Women's National Team Celebration Tour. It's going to be awesome. A couple games in Malfort, game in PA, back in Saskatoon July 1st. It's just going to be a really cool opportunity for young softball players to actually get to see those players play that were just, you know, a couple summers ago were playing on TV. Right. Yeah. And that's what it's about. And that's how we're going to grow the game in this country. And that's one way to do it. So,
And tickets are coming in.
Tickets are coming in. That's awesome.
People are buying some stuff online that I can see. And I'm sure George is busy over at Home Hardware in Malfort selling tickets. So it's fantastic. Can't wait.
So Razor.
Hey, wait.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Grace Poland is in the final today, boys. We better be sending a little text her way. They've
won
winning last
night.
Yeah, they won 1-0 to the number one ranked team.
Beat the one seed, yeah. So they're in the
They're in the national championship game.
They are playing today. It's go Grace. ESPN.
Wow. Yeah.
Good for them.
Very the hacksaw. Nice. Huh? Friend of the cast.
Friend of the cast. That's awesome.
Hey, can we go back for just a quick second? You said George at Home Hardware.
No. George
it's
doesn't.
George, it's George, George Home Hardware in Malfort. Okay, the name of the store.
I gotta tell you, when you said George,
and that's the last name, not the first name.
It sounds like any small town anywhere. George from Home Hardware. It just seems like you can put that anywhere.
Some people pronounce it Jorge.
Oh, Jorge,
right? Yeah.
And the dude's from Malfort. He didn't know that George is the last name, not the first name of the family.
It's been a while. I've been around. Yeah. I haven't done much shopping there. I apologize. Sorry, George.
Cool.
I need something, I'll make my journey and down.
I had a point too, and now I forget. I laugh at you and I forget. Ah, shit.
Talking about Grace?
No, he went, hey, Razor.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you give us a rundown on some of the team positions? Because we had 13, 15, 17, and 19, correct?
I wanted to post that on twos, but I also didn't want to step on the toes of SMSL if they were going to do something like that. But I think we should. We should kind of list the top three teams in each division. It'd be cool to, you know, let everybody know.
I probably couldn't give you the top three teams. I could give you the winners of each division. Lloyd Liners won the 13s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay, do we know, is it too hard to say any of the top efforts? Did you see doing a lot of the chucking or any of that kind of stuff? I don't want to.
No,
I imagine Brinley Hannon threw a little bit.
Bo did some catching and smashing the ball.
You see? Okay, that's that squad. Well, congrats, girls. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Honestly, not to pump their tires, but that's a really talented group of kids that the 13s have. Shane Hannon does a great job with those girls. Pretty proud of them. A lot of them come to the cage and take rips, so pretty happy for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Then in the 15s was, I believe it was Calgary Adrenaline that won that division as well. So.
Just not sure which color. Wow.
I don't know which color, if it was black, green, red. I'm not sure.
I want to say black is what I heard. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I had a lot of hats on this weekend, you guys. Like it was a busy weekend for me.
Great job on the diamond, the whole crew that's doing it. But I know you have a big input there, and obviously you played on those diamonds quite a bit, so you knew what needed to kind of get done. They looked in amazing shape.
They're coming. They're looking really good. So, and then in the 17s, it was Winnipeg Lightning that won that division. So,
Any of our kids in that crew?
No.
I don't think with the 17s. No.
But that's who Slatch plays for, right? But she's a 15.
What's that?
Slatch plays for the Lightning. But she's a 15.
Yeah. She's a 15.
Yeah, and then their older daughter plays in the 19s.
The Thunder. They play with the Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. Okay.
Yeah. Thunder and lightning, hey? Yeah.
It's confusing.
Thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
They go together, yeah. but they don't.
No, they really don't. You know?
Yeah.
Synonymous, if you will, Dean.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
And who won the 19s razor?
Saskatoon Selects did.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. Congratulations. Congratulations. So if we had to go around the park, and I know three of us were at the park, and Donnie, you were at a different park. Are there any things that are happening in the game that you're seeing as commonalities between age groups? Because I have one. So I'm just asking you guys if you've got one. And maybe think about this a little bit. And I really like to talk about it a little bit. And again, it's not a criticism. It's just a fact that what I saw this weekend, for the most part, not it's not every player, it's not every team, but it's a theme that goes across all divisions, is the defensive play and the just the amount of errors that I saw, both physical and mental. And I know it's early in the season, and this is not, again, it's not a criticism. I just think
it's early in the season for some.
For some, yeah, it is.
For our players, we should be able to. And sorry, I'm not. Don't want to pop your balloon here, but I know where you're going. Like, it's not the beginning of the season for our players, and you're always the hard ass, and I'm the trying to soften the blow. But I don't know. I just saw a lot of things. Like, base running was not where it needed to be, and these are a lot of our kids that we work base running. Yeah. A lot of the covering, there was not very, the covering was, and our kids, right?
Yeah, a lot of standing around.
I don't sit there and I don't blame the coaches that are out there. I blame the kids. They've, especially the ones that have been hearing it all winter. So there you go. I'm kind of getting on my soapbox, but go ahead.
That's true. And I think that the players have to, and we say it all the time, they've got to take responsibility for their own softball career. And it doesn't matter what uniform you have on. You still need to, if you know what you're doing in certain situations, that should be automatic. And it's tough because I know some of these kids are going between teams and whatever else, but the game hasn't changed in 100 years. If the ball doesn't get hit to you, you've got to go somewhere. We talk about the three C's. You're either catching it, you're communicating, or you're covering. And it's something that we talk about all the time. And I will maybe throw our players under the bus a little bit in that I'm just not seeing it all the time. And it's too bad because, they work their butts off for 8 months of the year. And, some things just, it was a little, this, I don't know if it's disappointing, disheartening. I don't want to say that. I just think that, I think maybe more has to be done.
We can't stop thinking the game because I know coaches aren't, there's no way the coaches are saying, hey, stop running the bases so aggressively and rounding those corners so great.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Or don't cover. Don't worry about covering. Like, the coaches are not saying that. So the fact that covering isn't happening,
they're watching the game corner to corner.
It just seems like they're on a little bit on a holiday. There was loaded bases twice in a game that I watched. Ball hit back to the pitcher, and twice in a row, not even paying attention to maybe we could have a double play and you're out of this. Right, throw home to one and you're out. Nope, it's just a constant look to one, flip the ball to one, run scores. Next batter, boom, ground ball, same thing, throw to one. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like,
it's just softball IQ, right? And that's just knowing the situation. And I mean, it's just little things that you pick up where it's, they're just not paying attention to what's going on. Watching the game, the pitcher does a really good job to get out of the inning. And I know it was kind of a pressure situation and nervous and get all that stuff. But they make a great play to make the third out. They flip the ball back to the pitcher. She goes back to the rubber like she's going to throw again. Didn't even realize there was three out. So that's just that's just tunnel vision, not really thinking about, you know, the whole situation. And I mean, we can get into, I don't think we need to. We've got into it before around small ball and when do you move up to the big ball. And I'm still going to be a proponent of getting to the bigger ball as fast as possible because it helps the whole game, right? Like I'm watching U13 pitchers from 38 feet with a small ball dominate and the ball never gets put in play. And then you get to U15 and that's where all the breakdowns are happening. The ball's getting put in play, right?
And now what?
Cause they've gone a couple, 3 years of not having to field a ball. And now it's not just fielding a ball. It's knowing game situations. It's knowing out options, you know, all that stuff. Or you've got to, I mean, it's even just the mechanics of the swing. It's, you know, there's such a, at the younger levels, it's just, you know, if you've got a pitcher out there that's dominating, you're just trying to put a bat on the ball. And all you're trying to do is get it in play. And that's not, you know, unless you're a slapper, you should be trying to hit the ball hard. And so it was a lot of that this weekend. And we're, you know, we try to talk about different things all winter. And, you know, obviously we go down to the States and we see it differently down there, how much better they are defensively than us and how their swings are and all that, because they just, you know, it's not a pitcher dominated game as it is up here at the younger levels. So it was just an observation across the board where I think that, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we talk about it all the time. We can pitch and hit with anybody when we go down there, and it takes us a while to get in and get our reps, and we're catching ground balls off carpet all the time. Da 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 da. Well, there was no carpet this week.
No excuse.
You know, so yeah, it was just an observation.
Yeah, good point, Tosh. I know we've seen it a lot. The pitchers down in the States pitch to contact for sure. They want you to put the ball in play because their defense is taking 1,000 reps a week. Mm-hmm. I noticed a theme I wanted to bring up, not just with my team, but just in my division this weekend. Through our practices for the first month of the summer, I'm going to pump my Lloyd girls' tires. Their defense looks pretty sharp. We're making good throws. We're smooth on the ground. Pretty happy with that. But this weekend, everybody did it. We were missing cuts. We were throwing the ball into the infield at the infielder's feet, and it rolled by, and they got another base. We were throwing to third when there was a runner going to second. Things like that. Like, we work on it and work on it and work on it. Whatever happens, it's like sometimes we get into a game and we forget everything that we've practiced on for 4 weeks straight. And we try to talk about the shortest throw is going to keep the ball in control as long as possible. The longer we throw that ball, the longer we're out of control of the ball. So as long as we're holding it, we're in good shape. So flip that ball back in. If they want to try and run from second to third when our second baseman's holding the ball, that's a pretty easy throw to make to third base. Not quite as easy from standing out 100 feet into right field. So I noticed that a little bit. Is it first weekend jitters? Maybe. That's something that has to be cleaned up, though. And the other thing I noticed was timing. So we've all been hitting off a tee or front toss or things like that. First time we've seen a real live arm. And there's a lot of struggles early. Timing the ball. Getting into a rhythm hitting-wise. And by the end of the weekend, obviously, it was better. So, I mean, good things. I will say Calgary Kaizen Black is a very good team, and we've got a pretty nice rivalry started with them. That's a really well-done team. Sherwood Park's going to be good. St. Albert's going to be good. So Alberta's a bit of a dogfight for sure, so we're pretty excited for that. But
that's good.
Yeah.
Then that helps, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Good competition, that's what you want. You want that competition. You want a little bit of a rivalry. You want the girls to get a little fired up when they play, you know, their provincial rivals, much like Edmonton, you know, beating the living crap out of the Calgary Flames. Because we haven't talked about it yet.
Now so you can say it.
Now I can say it. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think you're right, Donnie. And I think there needs to be a little bit more of that, Gurr. And I know that, you know, we just talked about how cool it is that all our twos kids get to play against each other. And I know they're all buddies and they take pictures and all this stuff. But I hope that there's still that competitive edge where they're pushing each other. Like, it's still, it was really cool. And I don't know if she did it on purpose and you know, but she's a good kid. So I don't know. And it wasn't a bad thing by any means, but I think it was Simmons hit a triple against Calgary, and Janky's playing third base. And I think Janks just kind of looked over, give her just one of those, eh. Good you hit. Know, like, it good wasn't hit. Like, a, yeah, it wasn't like a high five way to go, but it was like, eh. You know,
yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it was, maybe I'm reading into it, but I just thought that, you know, it's pretty cool that, you know, that they're still being competitive with each other, and that's what we want. So that just makes us better players. But
yeah.
Yeah. Anything else happening out there?
Well, we had that meeting with Bruce, and I think, you know, we talked a little bit. Our last podcast was on a lot of the improvements and some of the things we're going to be working on over the next few months to put in place for this coming year, this winter. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, without getting into too many details, because I probably won't remember them. But it was a good talk with Bruce and Rhonda and Brittany. Yep. And, there's some good things happening. So, I think, you know, any of the things that we were addressing or any of the things that had come up as something that maybe we can improve upon, we're definitely taking a really good look at all those things, and I think parents will be happy with the new, you know, little things here and there that are going to be a little better for this winter. So,
well, we sent the feedback to them, right? And mm-hmm. and they saw it all, and they are addressing it. And there's some things that they said, yeah, we can definitely improve on that. We want to try this. They want to get more involved around practices, around the mechanics of what's going on. And I think that's a fantastic thing. And they want to talk more about recovery and sleep and injury prevention and all that stuff, which is fantastic. With anything, we're always looking to improve. Shout out to Brianna though. Hey, shout out.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, but we're in a meeting, right? We're in a meeting and she's taking notes, and she's the admins person
coordinator
that looks after everything. Yeah, she does a phenomenal job with all the emails and getting everybody organized, and obviously keeps Bruce organized. But we're sitting there and he just says, yeah, you know, she can't stay the whole time. And we're like, okay, well, whatever, quit her, you know, whatever. No, she's getting married the next day.
Oh, wow.
But she came in, as she said, the twos program is important.
I'm coming in.
It's important. Yeah. I need to be there for this meeting. I think she was dodging her in-laws personally, but yeah. But shout out and congratulations to Brianna and her nuptials over the weekend. And just an awesome lady, and congrats to her. So, but yeah, it was good. It was really good. Anything else?
Well, you guys got something going on, don't you?
We do.
Aren't you going somewhere to do something?
Going somewhere to do something. Kelowna?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Kelowna this weekend. Just going to go to the 17s Spring Fling. I think it's still called Spring Fling. And promote the camp that's going on there at the end of July. We're going to run a skills competition. It's going to be cool. Put your teeth back in, Razor. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be pretty cool. Get to see some faces. An old former, I shouldn't say old former. Well, he is old. Former coach is gonna be out there. Rocky Vitale is gonna have his.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's gonna have his Victoria team there. So it's gonna be pretty cool to connect with him again. And looking forward to it. Looking forward to next weekend. We got obviously the weekend after. It starts to really get busy with, you know, the battle on the border and the shootout and all that. But we haven't really talked about it. But Dino and I are heading to Camrose for a little reunion of the merchants. I'm really looking forward to that. There's going to be a lot of old guys there.
Hey, I'm
old.
Going to that too, just so you know.
Are you coming?
Awesome.
Yeah. But you don't golf, bud.
No, sure don't. But I'll find something to do while you're out there.
Okay, yeah. So what? When are you going in? What
I haven't. I think in? Thursday. I'll go.
Yeah. Thursday night. We're going to be there Friday to golf. We can't stay. You're going to play in the game then,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Nice. All right.
Good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're onto my team.
Yeah.
Because color of your hair is that those are the people I want to watch out for if I'm throwing. I want to throw against the whiteies.
What do you mean if you're throwing?
If I'm throwing, I want to throw against the white hair guys.
I asked Saws. I said, "Hey, man, you know, being one of the older guys," he goes, "You're not even close to one of the older guys." Because I was trying to get Saws. Yeah. Oh, he's not going to play.
I'm going to dot him for sure. If I get a chance, I'm hitting him right in the rear, right where you know it's on purpose.
The right. I want to see
left butt cheek. Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to hit a spot, Dino.
Yeah.
I want to see him do that trick. You know, Saws would always go back and he'd clip the catcher with his bat, so we got to see an extra pitch or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I want to see him. I hope Dougie's there. I want to see him clip Arnett one time in the mask. See how that goes over one time. Yeah.
Is Arnett coming?
I think he is. I hope he is.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of
him forever.
Oh, hey, remember growing up watching him play? It was it was so much fun. I hope he listens.
He's living in Yorkton, I think.
Yeah, he's the snowmobile car. Yeah,
I bought a Jeep from him a while back.
Yeah, it'll be.
That's the last.
It'll be really cool. It'll be really cool. So yeah, Donnie, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool that you're coming. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty excited. Had a pretty good junior.
And then going to Leduc.
Yeah, and then right to Leduc. Yep. Yeah, we play awesome. Friday night. We actually tried to arrange a game with Razor's team on their way through, but we play Friday. I think we played Terpstra's team on Friday night. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Another one I saw this weekend. What a good kid. Can we go back for just a second? I know we talked about the Oilers a little bit, but would you argue, is it fair to say that the turning point was after the podcast where you laid out the plan for them to be better and they turn and run off four straight?
Well, I don't want to take credit for that, obviously. But there may or may not been a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Between a coach that shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Hey, they're in it now though, for sure. Because
so do all your Calgary guys.
Silence, crickets,
weird
crickets. There's a meme or whatever. Is that what they call it, Donnie? Is that
that's kids right?
Call
yeah. It a meme? Yeah.
Of a skate.
Chipping a golf ball into a hole.
Golf ball into a hole. Yeah. I sent that around a couple times. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm throwing this out there, and I know this guy doesn't listen to the podcast, and if he does, I'd be stunned. But if I get chirped, say Edmonton loses tonight or loses a series, whatever. If I get chirped by a Flames fan that, oh, yeah, Edmonton's out now, but you can't chirp. You're done. You're off the board.
Right.
You are no longer a player in this situation. You whatever you say means nothing right now because your team is out. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't cheer against. You could cheer against the Oilers if you want, but to beak me because somebody else beats the Oilers? No. Yeah. But if somebody else beats the Oilers, your team did not. Right. So you shouldn't be beaking. You're done. Right.
True story.
True story.
Okay, so do we want to do predictions on the series? I think so. Okay, Tosh, you want to go first?
Well, I'm not going to say the Oilers. I want the Oilers to win, obviously, but I really believe that the Avalanche, although the Flames had a really good regular season, the Avalanche is much deeper than the Flames. They can play a heavier game. I think they're a bigger team. They skate much better than the Flames as a whole. The one part, and Saskatoon guy, Kemper, I don't know, you know, maybe a chink in the armor. I don't know. He's a really good goaltender. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that the matchup McDavid against MacKinnon has to be there. And I think you go mano a mano and whichever line plays the best is probably going to win the series. Whichever line gets the most room is probably going to win the series. And what I really liked about, and I didn't watch much of the Colorado series, so I can't comment on that. But what I really liked about it was when Edmonton and Calgary both put their top lines out, Edmonton dominated, I thought, against the top lines in that not only did they create opportunities, I thought they played better in their own zone, which was good. And I think that's going to be the difference between McDavid and MacKinnon. It's not so much who's going to score the most, it's who's going to give up the most, right? If they play a dead heat, then it goes to supporting cast. then I don't know, it's a crapshoot. But if one of those two dominate over the other, that team's going to win, I think.
Dino, who do you got?
That wasn't much of a prediction, Tosh.
No, it wasn't. Didn't say. Oh, he's winning, okay. And what's the thing?
Oh, jeez. What's my call?
Yeah, you just call.
Well, I got to say it. Well, I'll say it. Oilers in six.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. I like, man, where your head's at.
I say they come out tonight and they steal one. They steal one tonight.
If the Oilers win, it'll be in seven. If Colorado wins, it'll be in five.
Wow. You're probably not far off.
No, I don't disagree.
I'm hoping for the Oilers, but no. I don't know.
My pick would be Oilers in seven. But you're right. Colorado's pretty stacked. There's a lot of firepower. I think they match up better against Colorado than they do St. Louis. St. Louis is going to grind you pretty hard, and I think they'd be sandpaper to play against. And I think if the Oilers and Avalanche get into a bit of an offensive battle, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So I don't know. I will say this: I have tickets to Game Four, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
What?
Yeah, well, so a friend of the podcast, Tim Gordon, and my business partner, Original Joe's, who potential podcast sponsor, by the way, let's pump that up, and sponsor on Battle on the Border, Original Joe's.
Yeah.
We've had tickets for a couple years, but we rotate them through a couple different places, and he messaged me and said, hey, do you want to go to the game three? But we're in Calgary for our tournament, so I said,
He said, no, I'll take the fourth game, though.
So I said, can I have four instead? And he's like, yeah, let's go, so...
Awesome.
Feel pretty lucky about that. Lucky. Can't wait to get down there and have a
have
a $15 Caesar and watch a hockey game. Should be good.
There you go. Very nice.
Razor, you got a prediction?
Yeah, if the Oilers lose in game six, Avs win in seven.
Oh, so you're saying Oilers in six if they win, and if not, it's Avs in seven.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Razor. Mm-hmm. Okay, boys. First of all, Razor, great to see you again. You know? Great roommate, great guy, great dancer, fantastic all around. Now, we're going to get into some shots, though, and I'd like to go first.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Stir us so up. It goes, Razor, let's the backstory being Razor and I are in California, and we stop at a Dick's Sporting Goods, and we find these fantastic coaches' chairs. There's a back, there's armrests, they fold up into your bag. Beautiful. And they're a comfortable little way to watch a game from the dugout. So what do we do with these chairs after? Well, we can't put them in our bag. Razor gets the idea to put them in a Bonnet bag and send them back. So I've been sitting, waiting for the opportunity to get this chair.
Actually, I haven't been sitting.
Well, I've been sitting in other chairs.
Standing, waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to be a bucket coach. I think that's terrible. So I think, well, hey, the Lloyd team's going up to Saskatoon and Razor will have access to all the things that we need to find this chair. Can you give it to Brinley Hannon and have her bring it back? And I've been just dying waiting for this chair, hoping I'd have it for Calgary. No chair.
I got a nice little one on my deck.
Is it my coach's chair?
No, I don't think so.
So we don't have to, because you're blaming us.
I'm not blaming anyone. What I will say is I feel like
Razor goes, yep.
There was a lack of effort in looking. I feel like it was a lot of like, yeah, I'll get your chair. And then it was like, I don't know where it is. All I know is
I phone Tosh because that's where it's supposed to be. It's in Tosh's garage.
It was in one of the large twos Bonnet bags.
Do you have yours, Razor?
No.
So both of them are in a bag somewhere?
Yeah.
Tosh, do you know anything about it?
No.
I feel like this is a conspiracy against Razor and I.
No, and I'll tell you why. I hope there's no insinuation that Dino and I are using the chairs.
Nope.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not. Nope.
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen the chairs.
Because coaches, to me, don't sit. So, So I guess
you got a bad hip, you do.
So it's this isn't a shot nor a rebuttal. It's just an observation. You said lack of effort, and I wrote that down, and it was lack of effort on our part to get the chairs back to you. I feel it's a lack of effort.
I don't know if you directed it in anywhere. It's a lack of,
maybe
threw it out there.
I just threw it out. I just think it's a lack of effort when we sit.
Mm.
I'm just, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I need to stand so I can, you know, be more
pace
involved in directing traffic and not just
taller.
You know, you sit in a chair, you're focused one way and not, you know, but whatever. I mean, coaches do their thing. That's okay. So
it was more about the memento of a fun trip with Razor and the Twos. It it's sentimentality for me, you know?
I gotcha.
So
I gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll have a better look. I have not seen a chair, and that would have been how many tournaments ago?
Well, in all fairness, this is the first I'm hearing about it. And
December,
I've got
So I can't believe they haven't shown up.
I've got five bonnets in my garage I can look through.
Yeah. And both of you guys have been at tournaments post Irvine.
Yep.
So I don't know where they would have gone.
Dean, would appreciate if you had a quick boo in those bags. And if we could update on the next cast, would be ideal for me. We could return a chair.
Okay, what's the situation if we only find one?
We rock, paper, scissors.
Don, you can have it. My hip's good. Oh.
I saw that fall ball go right between your legs.
I dodged that well.
You didn't move, bud. Or maybe that was part of it. You decided not to move. Am I next? Okay, I don't have a shot. I don't have a shot. It's more of advice. And it came up a bunch of times this weekend in different situations. And we talk about this all the time about knowing roles and playing a role effectively for your team and being a good teammate. And I'm hearing stuff around stuff that's not happening in that manner. And it's a little disappointing in that, you know, we're trying to prepare athletes for life, really. It's about being good teammates. It's about, you know, doing whatever you can to have the team win. And I've just seen different circumstances and heard about different things where that's not necessarily the case. And so it's just some advice for players out there that coaches coach, players play, and that's the way it goes. You just have to trust that a coach is doing what's best for the team. If it turns out that is not the case, or that, you know, then there'll be coaching changes at some point. Right. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, the coach is in charge and the coaching staff is going to do what they do. I'll stop there, I think, because I can get into other stuff too. And I just saw and heard some things this weekend that just I don't get sometimes. And maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know, but I just think that we need to understand as players that you have a role on your team. You've accepted that role. Go play that role. And coaches make decisions and we talked about this coaches make decisions based on what's best for the team. And you made a really good point. Sometimes coaches make a decision just to see if a certain situation will happen. Right.
Well, especially in an early weekend.
Well, yeah. Like right now, this is what they have to understand is there's no championships right now that really mean anything. Right. We love the President's Tournament. We love the battle. We love, you know, winning a tournament. That's a big deal, but it's all practice. Until provincials, right? Mm-hmm. It's all practice. It's all about coaches trying to move chess pieces around and figuring out how players will do in certain situations. And, you know, one situation may happen that a coach does something and either puts or takes a player out of a situation just to see how they're going to react, because that situation may happen a couple months down the road when there's a gold medal on the line, right? Mm-hmm. So There's always method to madness. I believe that there should be open lines of communication. I think that's fantastic. I think that if players and or parents, because we are dealing with minors, if parents have issues, then go to the coach. But, you know, we talk about this all the time in our program that you can ask us any question. You may not like the answer, but it's going to be an honest one. And what I heard about this weekend in different situations, and not just, there was multiple situations of players reacting certain ways, parents reacting certain ways, parents talking behind backs of coaches, all that sort of stuff. It just leads to bad stuff. And I think as long as the communication is open and people are honest with each other, I think it's all good. And here's the other thing. It's about the kids. It's about the team. It's not, you know, like, yeah. Anyways, a couple things came up, and like I said, I was a little disappointed when I heard about them. But you know what? We learn, we grow, we get better.
I don't have a shot either, but I just want to jump on what you're saying there on the pitching side of things. Because, again, there was a lot of our pitchers there, and I saw a few of them. I didn't get to see a lot of them. But I did hear about some things as well. And the thing that kind of puzzles me a little bit is this tournament, like you said, is not going to give you any rings. It's not going to, you know, we've got to build and play our best ball at provincials, right? So why are we not working on the pitches that we are going to need then, right? Like, and I've told our pitchers, right? Like, things that you need to work on. What is your first priority? What's your second priority? And then you go out and you watch and you see, you know, out of 100 pitches or 75 pitches, maybe they throw three of the pitches that they need work on.
Right.
That's not good.
No.
Right. So, you know, work on the things that are a priority for you so that you're going to be better in July. Right. And, mm-hmm. and like, so you strike everybody out with your one pitch today. Well, guess what? You're not going to be able to just throw that one pitch 2 months down the road and have the same success. The hitters are going to be better. They're going to be knowing what to expect, right? Mix it around a little bit. Don't win the way you think you got to win every single time, right? Mm-hmm. Work on those pitches you need.
Hey, to touch on that, to add on to that, Dean, sorry, I know I already had my shot, but, well, we had the 17s come in, six of them for a bit of a hitting session last night, and we did a two-plate drill, and we did some other stuff. But I asked the girls after, what's one thing you think you could work on that you need to improve on in your softball game? You don't have to tell me that. Tell your coach. But the next question is going to be, what are you doing to get better at that mm-hmm. right now? And the one girl said, well, I do it at practice. I'm like, unfortunately, practice isn't where you work on that. You need to work on that outside of your practice so that you come to practice better prepared to practice. Then you go to games to work on how you've improved. And when you get to a game and things, what hasn't been efficient, that's what you go back to work on in practice. But it is your responsibility to find that deficiency and find a way to get better at it. Could be bouncing a ball off the wall and using your footwork or your glove work or taking video of your swing. That doesn't happen at practice. That's got to happen between. So I think that's a really good point, Dino. We all want to win. So we do what's easy. But to get better, we have to find the things that we need to improve on and get better at those.
Good point. And that, again, it's not a shot. It's not a shot. I'm hearing this more and more. You made a really good point, and the point is this, Donnie. When you go to practice, it's like visiting the doctor. The doctor's going to tell you, here's what I see. This is what you can do to help yourself get better. That doesn't happen at practice. That happens when you go home, right? And too many times I think we see players coming to practice or going to games and thinking that's enough. And I heard it this weekend where, well, you know, with our program, you know, there's you know, at the practices and stuff, I don't know if she's getting better. And my comment is, if the kid is only working on stuff at practice, you're right. They're not going to get better. Right. And that is something. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something I also heard this weekend about, you know, while we're going to these practices and da 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 da. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because that is all about making sure that, you know, you come to practice, you get the tweaks from the coach, they give you drills, you go home and do the homework. When you come back, we shouldn't have to talk about that anymore because you've already fixed that. Now we can talk about something else. Right. And that's how the skill progression happens. It's one at a time all the way through, and you got to put the work in, you know. So, and it goes to Dino's point on pitchers. It goes to hitters. It goes to infielders. If you want to get better at the game, you got to play the game. you got to practice. You got to do different things, and you've got to work on your weaknesses. You can't go to the well all the time with what is your strength. You've got to work on your weaknesses. So there we go.
Razor, it's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many shots have been taken at you?
Not many. You guys have been kind of okay. I don't really have a shot per se, but and I don't think Barb probably listens to this podcast, but four games in a row on Sunday from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of ball, Barb. So we'll do better on the draw next year when we're making the draw, but that's my shot. But it was really good seeing everybody out at the park, the parents, the kids, you know. It was really good. You know, I was driving around on Gators doing diamonds, and they're all joking and saying hi and stuff like that. But I did notice a lot of bad habits that they would never do with the twos. And there was a couple of them that I commented on, and they oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah, yeah. And then I continued to watch, and they did, the bad habit was gone. But those bad habits shouldn't happen. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to better your game, those bad habits shouldn't happen, because you can control that. And they were little things, like running onto the diamond. Like, I watched kids walk onto the diamond. It was driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. But you know, those things you can control, and you know, you can be a leader by just doing it. And I think some of our kids that I talked to about some of that stuff, I think they got it, and they were better at it as the weekend went on. So
how many parents did you spray with water this weekend? Because every parent I talked to said, yeah, Razor saw him, and man, he's working hard. He sprayed me with water.
Yeah, well, it was pretty funny. I was watering one of the diamonds, and one of the parents says, hey, there's Mr. June out on the diamond when I was holding the fire hose. So
oh, jeez. Yeah.
There you go, buddy. Very nice. Yeah.
Hey, we almost have enough instructors to make a calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be a funny-looking calendar, but...
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Be a collector's item at some point.
I don't think it'd be quite like the fireman calendar.
Very cool. So, Donnie... Hey,
One more thing, guys. I took a U-17 boys team out to Ontario.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In May, from May 9th to the 16th, and we played, you know, the top teams in Ontario at our age group. And as you guys know, there was some Ontario kids that went to New Zealand with us, and we got to see all of them, all the parents. It was really good to see. It was really cool. So
I saw a couple of pictures.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there. So
just, and we didn't want to talk about it too much because it's not a done deal yet, but we did have an interest. Dino and I had an interesting phone call, that we're going to talk a little bit more on later podcasts to do with the boys program. And there are plans to do some stuff. So I just didn't want to let the cat out before anything was kind of in stone. But that's awesome, Razor. I'm glad that the boys got that trip and you got to take them out there. And I think it's anything we can do to help the guys' game as well is it's going to be beneficial for all. So
you bet.
Donnie, if you had to call this, would you say this cast, this was a potpourri podcast?
Yes.
Like a little bit of everything?
Yeah, a little surprise bag for sure, yeah.
Yeah, a little surprise bag of everything. So, yeah. Razor, was good having you on. Thanks, buddy, for making time in your busy schedule now that you are groundskeeper Willie over at...
great reference.
Man, he's got nothing. He's going to swear at me offline. But
that's a great character on a great show.
You're doing a heck of a job over there, Razor. Doing a heck of a job.
No, I got to go back to work before I'm fired, so
yeah,
better.
There you go. Cool. All right. Say good night.
Say good night, Donnie.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Twos Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.